We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Aleph. We are up to Sif Gimel, which is on the second line on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. But before we begin Sif Gimel, I want to go back to something from yesterday that I wanted to add on. One Bir Halacha and then an additional note. I want to go back to the Bir Halacha on page 260. Divrei HaMaskil V'Ha'idna Ein Chozrin. That's going on that which the Rama said, that even though the Mechaber says that you should go back in Avos if you didn't have Kavana. The Rama says that nowadays that we don't go back for a lack of kavana, because even when you go back, it's very likely you won't have kavana. So the Bir Halacha says, L'chora kavanoso im siyem hashmona esrei v'lo kivein ba'avos. L'chora, the kavana of the Rama is, if you finish shmona esrei already and you didn't have kavana by avos, you won't go back. Avalim omed etzel ato gibor. But if you just finished the bracha of avos and you're standing by ato gibor, v'nizgar shlo kivein ba'avos, and you remember and you realize that you didn't have kavana by avos, kevon de mitzad hadin lo yotze b'zeh. Since mitzad hadin you were not yotze, heyach nomer lo shivarech od bracha shlo yetze b'hem. So how could we say you should go further and say other brachos if you're not going to be yotze with the Shemon Esrei? Acharei dechaser lo birchas avos. After you're not yotze and you are chaser birchas avos, why would you go weiter? V'chivi mipnei shekarov shlo yichavein nomelo shivarech od brachos shebevadik lo yetze behen? Because we know you're not going to have kavana if you go back the second time to avos. So you should go say other brachos that are not going to count for you? Kein hayon nirali, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what would appear to me, that's very strange to say, okay, you didn't have kavan and avos, so you're not going to be yotze the Shemon Esrei, okay, go weiter. Aval midivrei achai odom klal chov dalet din beiz, mashma de eno chozer afilu omen eitzel ato gibor. But the chai odom is mashma, then in fact that's true, that you will not go back, even if you're standing right by ato gibor. So therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'yoser nirali eitzah acheres b'ofen zeh. I have another eitzah. Now we saw yesterday the eitzah that Reb Chaim Kanievsky says b'shein the Chazanish, that you should stop after the bracha of Magen Avram and think through the bracha of Avos. And we pointed out to Reb Chaim Kanievsky there that that's not like the Mishneh Berurah or the Bir Halacha. So this is the Bir Halacha he was referring to. Says the Bir Halacha, another eitzah I have is as follows. Shelo yomar od ato klal. You shouldn't say anything else right now. V'yamtin al hashatz sheyomar birchas avos v'chavin lotzeis. So you finish the bracha of Magen Avram and you realize you didn't have kavana. You can't go back because you might not have kavana again. You don't want to go weiter according to the Chavetz Chaim, because then you're just messing up more brachos. So rather the eitzah is, says the Chavetz Chaim, wait there till the Shliat Tzibur gets up to the beginning of Chazaras Hashatz and hear avos with kavana from the Shliat Tzibur. And then when he starts ato gibor, then you should say on your own. Normally by tefillah we hold that you're only yotze if you're not a baki. Mashen came by avos, avos would be the exception. Since you're stuck and you can't say the bracha again by yourself, so that would be the eitzah that the Chavetz Chaim brings out. So the Chavetz Chaim says the eitzah is to stop right there. It's a long pause. You're going to wait till the Shiat Tzibur starts, Chazar Shashat, hear the bracha of Avos from him, and then continue on yourself. That's as opposed to what we saw yesterday in the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that the eitzah was just to think through the bracha and have kavana even after the bracha, and that would be good enough. One other point on the next page, page Kuf Lamed Aleph, we didn't have time for this note yesterday, but note number 21, I want to read note number 21 before we begin tonight's new sif. Note 21 is going on that which the Mishneh Berurah said, that even though if you can't have kavanah, you could say it louder, but that's only if you're bechidus. But betzibur, it's aser. The Mishneh Berurah said in Sifkaton Yud, afilu lashmiya kolo bamiktas, even to raise your voice a little bit, betzibur, is aser. The kol shekein lagbiya kolo, certainly to raise your voice loud. So the note he discusses over here, and note 21 discusses, let's say you're in shul, and you're next to someone who's davening a little bit louder than he should be davening. And you're not in the middle of Shmon Esrei, but you hear him finishing the brachos. Should you answer amen to someone else's silent Shmon Esrei if he's saying it too loud? So v'im chaveiro ha'omed v'samuch eilav shoma mimenu esiyam ha'bracha. If your friend that's standing next to you, or the person who's davening out loud, hears the ending of a bracha, histapik ba'goz chachma shlomo im yana amen al-brachoso. The chachma shlomo is mesupik if you should answer amen. You should not answer amen that you hear from someone else's private Shmon Esrei that he's saying too loud. Because really it was established that Shmon Esrei should be said silently. And this guy's doing the wrong thing. When he says it out loud. Shevet Levi writes the same thing. You should not answer amen. On the other hand, the Sefer Mishmeres Shalom Kosav sha'adav she'elech misham. Better you should walk away from him and not be near him to avoid the safek. Ach im shomeya yana amen. But if you do hear it, you should answer amen. V'chein ho'ra agon of this in Karelet she'yachal anos amen. But the challenge shuvas b'tzel chokma hevias deos ha'poskim b'zeh. He brings down different opinions in the poskim. V'hosef, and he adds on, she'kol zeh dafka b'yochid ha'mespalel b'tzibur. This whole suffix, whether you should answer amen, is specifically by an individual davening loudly when he's in the tzibur, he's in shul. Aval im mespalel b'yachidus, but if he's davening by himself, v'chaveru shomeo, so when you happen to hear him, then you're chayiv lanos amen. Why? Kevan she'im rotze l'horim eskolo k'dei l'chavei mutter lo. Like we saw yesterday, if you're davening b'yachidus, you're allowed to raise your voice. Therefore, he's doing nothing wrong by davening a little bit loudly, and therefore you could answer amen. The whole machlokas that we had before is dafka if he's doing the wrong thing, he's in public, and there, in that case, there's a tzad to say that you shouldn't answer amen because he's doing the wrong thing by davening out loud. The Mata Ephraim writes, in addition, that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we're going to see right now in Sif Gimel, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, im muchrach lamu v'yad nispalo shemagbiya eskolo b'tfilah, if you happen to be next to someone who's raising his voice in tefillah, you should answer amen. Kevin sheyesh poskim ha'sovrim shebiyomim elum mutter lagbiya eskolo. Because there are poskim that say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you are allowed to raise your voice. And again, therefore, he's not doing anything wrong by raising his voice, and therefore you could answer amen. That leads us into our Sif tonight, Sif Gimel, on the second line on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, which we just saw, Shabarosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur Mutter Lashmiya Kolam Batfila Afila Batzibur, that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur you are allowed to raise your voice in tefillah, even if you are in a minyan. And the Rama writes, V'chein Nohagin, that is the minug, U'mikomokom Yizaru Shalo Lagbiya Kolam Yosem Idai. But you should be careful not to raise your voice too much. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Aleph, you could raise your voice on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Afila Batzibur La'ora Kavana, in order to inspire your kavana. One of the reasons we saw yesterday of not raising your voice in tefillah, because it shows you lack emunah that Hashem can't hear you when you daven softly. But if your purpose of davening loudly is not for Hashem to hear it, it's for yourself to be ma'or your kavana, and that would be the case on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that would be okay. In note 22, he points out, v'gamesa vidui shebetfilah. Most people are not aware of this, but even the vidui on Yom Kippur, the Makor Chaim writes, you can say it out loud as well, that's not like admitting your averos in public, because everyone's saying the same lashon. If you're saying any personal averos you did, obviously that should not be said out loud, but if you're just going through the alchets and everyone's saying the same words, there wouldn't be a problem of saying it a little bit too loud. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, so la'ora kavona, it would be okay. The other concern we mentioned yesterday is that you're going to distract other people. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we're not concerned with distracting other people on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Kevan shesidurim umachzorim biyodom. Since on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, people are davening from a siddur or a machzor. V'ayim b'magen Avram demasik. The Magen Avram comes out l'maskona diyoser tov l'espal b'lachash im yochol l'chavin. It's better even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to daven quietly if you could have kavana. V'chein kosvu har be'achronim, that it's certainly better to daven quietly. Sifkoton Yudbeis is going on that which the Rama said, that even if you want to daven out loud, which is the minug, you want to be careful not to daven too loud. That makes you seem like you're one of the Nevi'e Habal. Shenemar Ben, it says by them, Vayikru b'kol godol, when they were fighting with Elio b'har HaKarmel, they screamed out b'kol godol. So therefore, we don't want to be screaming too loud and make ourselves look like we're the Nevi'e Habal. Inami or, da'al yidei zeh b'vada yivalbel echa menes chavero. Because if you're going to daven too loudly, then for sure you're going to confuse someone. Even if they're davening from the siddur, but if you're saying it so loud, for sure you're going to confuse someone in their tefillah. Umikomokom nira da hachazanim shemagbiim kolam kidei la'ora kavona ulashmiya shapir hadvarim shapir avdi. In any case, says the Mishnah Berurah, the chazan that raises his voice in order to inspire the kavana and those who are hearing it, and making sure he's able to be heard well, even though they can hear him a little softer, but he does it louder to be ma'or the kavana, that's okay. The ikur tefillah shel hatzibur nitkin adavka b'kol ram, because the davening of the shel hatzibur was established to be out loud, so he could do it softer. But it's fine, since it's supposed to be out loud, you can do it a little louder than you would normally do it in order to be ma'or the kavana. Achein, however, osam she'osim kein kedei laharos kolam, those chazanim that are raising their voices louder just to show off their beautiful voice, vaday osam shel kohogan, they're for sure doing the wrong thing. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Dalud, Yochol lispalel b'chol loshon she'yirtze, one kedavin in any language that he wants. But says the Mechaber v'hani mili b'tzibur, this is only in a tzibur, avol b'yochid lo yispalel elo b'loshon HaKodesh. However, when a person is daven b'yechidish, he should only daven Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Mechaber, Vayter v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Dahani mili kishesholat tzrachav. That which we say that a yachid must daven b'loshon hakodesh, that's only if he's asking for his own personal needs. Kigon shehispalo al achola, he's davening for someone who's sick, or al shum tzar sheyesh lo bebeso, or any other kind of tzar, parnasa, or whatever it may be, a tzar that he has in his household. Aval tefila hakvua latzibur. But even a yachid who is davening the regular shmon esrei, afilu yachid yachol lo omra b'choloshon, you can say it in any language. So far the Mechaber first says you could daven in any language, dafka b'tzibur, b'yechidus, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Then he says there are those who say that even b'yechidus, that which we say you need to be Lashon HaKodesh is dafka for a specific need that you have, your own personal tefillah. But if it's a tefillah of the regular Shmon Esrei, that even b'yechidus, you could daven in any language. The third Yesh Omrim says the Mechaber, V'yesh Omrim, da'af yochid sheshoel tzrochav yochol lisho b'choloshen shirtze. Even an individual who's asking for his own personal needs, even then he could daven in any language he wants, chutz mi lashon arami. Except for lashon arami, b'aramaic, then he should not daven. So those are the three shitas. Again, let's read it. We'll summarize it in the Mechaber before we see the Mishabura. Shita number one is that you could daven in any language you want, dafka b'tzibur, b'yachidus, it must be lashon hakodesh. Shita number two says, even a yachid could daven any language he wants, if it's Shmona Esrei, but any personal bakashos or v'chola or any such thing, then it would have to be Lashon HaKodesh. The third opinion says, even a yachid, not only Shmona Esrei, even his own tzrachim could daven in any language, as long as it's not Lashon Arami. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, you could daven b'chol lashon in any language. However, the biggest mitzvah, the greatest way to do it, is dafka to daven b'loshon hakodesh. V'ayim mitzimin samach beis sif beis uv'mishnebura sham mashik asadnu b'shem ha'achronim b'zeh. So there we discuss how other brachos and other things that also could be done in other languages, but the best way is to do it b'loshon hakodesh. Like we saw by Kriya Shema, some words are very hard to translate to other languages, so therefore b'loshon hakodesh is the best way. The gam ayin b'tshuvas chsam sofer or achayim simen pei dalur u pei vav sheherich b'kamerayos the mashe tiru l'espal b'choloshon haynu dafka b'akroi. Says the chsam sofer, that which we're matir over here to daven in any language you want, that's only once in a while. Aval likboa b'kviya t'midis, but to make a set thing consistently, u'lahamit shleal tzibur u'lashkiach l'shon ha'kodesh l'gamri, and to always be davening other languages that you're going to forget l'shon ha'kodesh, Zeyev Shabisham Ofen, that's not allowed, Ayin Shom. That's what the Chsam Sofer says. Va'od machmas kama v'kama ta'amim nechochim herichu kol go'one hazman b'sefer divrei habris v'eskimu she'isser gomer hulasos chen. They up it a little bit. Not only that it's inappropriate to do, they say it's an isser gomer to always be davening in a different language. It's only derech akrai once in a while. Ula fuke, and they're coming to knock out mikitos chadoshos from these new groups shenis partzu michutz la medina, who have spread out outside of our country. Baze v'tiku es kol nusach hatfila l'shon ha'amim. They translated the whole lashon of the tefila into secular languages. V'avera goreres avera. One avera leads to another avera. That not only did they translate it to English or to other languages, I shouldn't say English, to whatever language it was. Shedilgu habracha shel kibbutz golius. They also skipped over the whole bracha of kibbutz golius. U birchas v'lu yishlaim ircha. They took the bracha of yishlaim ircha, kibbutz golius, took it out of Shmon Esrei. Ukeshem sherotzen lashkiach zichron Yerushalayim. In the same way they're trying to forget the memory of Yerushalayim, kain rotzen lashkiach lashon hakodesh miYisrael. They're also trying to forget, make lashon hakodesh being forgotten by Klal Yisrael. Pen yigalenu b'schus loshinu es lashonam. And the reason why they're doing that is because we know one of the reasons we were zochet to come out of Mitzrayim and to go into Eretz Yisrael is because loshinu es lashonam, they didn't change the language. So they're bedafka changing the language to be mechazik. They're taking out Yerushalayim in order to forget Eretz Yisrael and to forget Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerenu Mideos Apikorsus Ka'elu. Hashem should help us from these Apikorsus thoughts. V'ayim the Be'alacha. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkot in Yudalad. We said in the Mechaber, you could daven in any language that you want. V'hu sheyoven oso haloshen alburyo. That's assuming that you understand the language that you are davening in. Ava b'loshon HaKodesh yotze afilu eno meivin haloshen. But loshon HaKodesh yotze, even if you don't understand it. So if you want to daven a different language, you have to understand the language. But loshon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it. In note number 29, he points out something that we saw in the Berurah Halacha. And it was Kriya Shema, V'davka im anoshim b'medina medabrim kach. If you want to daven in a different language, if you remember we pointed this out there, it has to be davka language that the people in the country that you are in speak that language. Like you're in France and you're saying it in French. But if you're in some foreign country and you speak a different language and only you and a few other individuals speak that language, that is not called a language in that country and therefore it wouldn't be good. The Bir Halacha ends off there that it's Tzarachim. But that's Sam, that when you pick a language, it has to be a language that you understand, and the Bir Halacha says it has to be a language that is spoken in the land that you are in. But Lashon HaKodesh, we said, you're Yotze with anything, even if you don't understand it. In note 30, he points out the obvious, Omnam Le'inyan Birchas Avos Umodim. Like we discussed yesterday, and we'll discuss later on, Shiyira Lahavin Mashu Omer. One should be very careful to understand what he's saying by Avos Umodim. But even if one didn't understand it, those brachos, certainly other brachos, one would be Yotze. Sifkotan Tesvav goes on that which the Mechaber said that you could do any language, Dafka B'tzivur, but B'yachid, we said, don't daven except Lashon HaKodesh. Because the Malachi Asharis don't help you out, they don't come and attach themselves to a Lashon Aramis. The Malachi Asharis won't help transport your tefillah if it's an Aramis or any other language besides Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, when you're davening b'chidus, you want to daven Lashon HaKodesh because you need the Malachim to bring up your tefillos. But when you're davening b'tzibur, the koach ha-tzibur is that you don't need anyone to bring up your tefillos. Shakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mekabel tefillosam, because there Hashem is mekabel tefillah straight away. And in note 32, he points out the yochid ha-mispalel b'loshan laz yachad im tzibur ha-mispalel b'loshan ha-kodesh. We said a yochid could only daven Lashon HaKodesh. But in the Tzibur, you could daven another language. Let's say you have a Yochid davening a different language. When he's with the Tzibur, we're there davening Lashon HaKodesh. So the Chassam Sofer says, Shenechshav Shemispal B'Tzibur, that's considered davening B'Tzibur, even though he's doing a different language than them. Umutr lo l'hispal b'loazis. He could daven the other language if he's in the shul with the minyan davening Lashon HaKodesh. He could daven a different language because Hashem is there hearing the tefillah of the Tzibur, and I guess his is heard as well. He does not need the Malachim to take up his tefillah. Then the Mechaber brought the second shita, which said that even a yachid that we said has to daven Lashon HaKodesh, that's davka, he's asking for his needs like he's davening on a chola. Says the Mishabura, Sifkaton Tez Zayin, Rotzaloma Shelo Befonov. He's davening for a chola, not in front of the chola. That's when it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Aval Befonov Shechola, but if he's davening for a chola in front of the chola, Mutter Becholoshon, then he could daven in any language. Da Kodesh Baruch Hu Motzu Isham. Hashem is found by a sick person, and therefore, if you're davening in front of the chola, even though it's a personal bakasha and you're b'yachid, you could daven any language you want. In note 34, he points out, V'lochein Mavur B'Gemara B'Shabbos, Shemutter Afilu B'Aramis. Therefore, it's Mutter, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, even B'Loshon Aramis. V'davka Tfilos L'Rafuas HaChola. That which we say it's Mutter in other languages, if you're in front of the Chola, is Davka if the Tfila is for the Rafua of the Chola. About Tfilos Acheros, but other Tfilos that you're saying, you just happen to be in front of the Chola, R'chaim Kineski says, Shelohutchu B'Aramis, V'afilu HaChola Atzmo. Even the Chola himself. Only the Tfilos for the Chola could be in these other languages or Lashon Aramis, but otherwise it should be Lashon HaKodesh. Sifkoton Yud Zayin is going on that which the Mechaber said in the second opinion, but if you're davening the tefillah, that's Kvul HaTzibur, you're davening the regular Shmon Esrei, then even a Yochid has to say it B'Lashon HaKodesh. Even a Yochid, I'm sorry, could say it B'Chol Lashon. Sifkoton Yud Zayin, he says, the Kevan Shatfilah Kvul HaTzibur, since he's saying the regular Shmon Esrei, which is set for the Tzibur, HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Pone Eileha, Hashem himself turns towards his tefillah, afilu shlo bizman she'atzibur mispalim. So even if the tzibur is not mispalim, but he's davening the regular Shmon Esrei, even the yachid can do it in any language he wants. That makes the chiddush of the Sam Sofer smaller, because even if you're davening Shmon Esrei Sam, you can do it in any language you want. Certainly if you're there with the tzibur and they're also davening Shmon Esrei, Lashon HaKodesh, that would be okay. But this is the other shita. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkoton Yud Ches. Yud Ches is going on the third shita, where the Mechaber said there are those who say that even a Yachid who's making personal bakashas could daven in any language he wants, except for Lashon Arami. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkoton Yud Ches, the Af Yachid, even a Yachid, the Svir Luhu, the Hamalachim Makirim B'Choloshon. This Yesh Omrim holds that the Malachim know all the languages. Rak she'ein niskakin la'aramis. They just don't get involved with Aramis. She'meguna be'neim. It's disgraceful in their eyes. So I saw that Eli Rabbah brings down, why? What do they have? What's their problem with Aramis? It's not that they don't understand it. The Malachim understand all the languages. They just don't want to bring your tefillos up if it's in Lashon Arami. What's their problem with Lashon Arami? So Eli Rabbah brings down from others that say that since Lashon Arami, the Malachim hold that Lashon Arami is very close to Lashon HaKodesh, but they hold it to Shibush of Lashon HaKodesh. It's like a mess up of Lashon HaKodesh, and therefore they don't like it. And therefore they're not going to bring that tefillah up to Shemayim. Which is difficult because there are other languages also that are similar, but for some reason they picked on Lashon Arami that the Malachi Asharis will not transport your tefillah if it is in that language. Umishum Hachi says the Mishabura Mutaros Hanoshim Lispal Bishaloshonos, and therefore, Lafida's opinion, women are mutar to daven in any language they want as long as they avoid Lashon Arami. Says the Mishabura and Sefkat and Yutes, we said all languages are permissible except for Lashon Arami. Ubitzibur Mutar Af Lashon Arami, but like we said before, if you're Bitzibur, you don't need the Malachim, so you could daven even Lashon Arami. That explains why we have some tefillos that are in Lashon Arami, i.e. Yekumpurkon and Beruch Shmei, those are Lashon Arami. We say them Betzibur, and therefore that's fine because we don't need the Malachim. Ulafiza, according to this, in Mispalo Bebeso, if you're davening Beyechidus in your house, Ein Yochel Lomar Shum Yekumpurkon. You can't say Yekumpurkon. It's two paragraphs, and then the Mishaberach, you can't say any of Yekumpurkon that's written Belashon Arami. V'chein Mukach Bo'er Zeruah HaGodol B'Hilchos Shabbos Siman Nun. Now, if you look in the Art School Siddur, which I did today, it brings from the Shari Ephraim that says you say one of the Kumpurkans, and then it brings from the Mishabura that says you should say none of them. So the Shari Ephraim argues with this Mishabura. But let's just see a couple of notes, and then we'll take questions. We'll look at note number 36, a very important note. Note 36 says, "V'im mispalel ima tzibur." You're davening in shul. V'lo hispik lo marim la mikumpurkan. You fell behind, and you were not able to say kumpurkan with the tzibur. So you're a little bit after them. You want to say it. You're in shul, but you're saying it by yourself. What do you do? So Rechaim Kanievsky says, "Sheyocho lo omro afilu laachar shesayim atzibur lo omro." You could start your kumpurkan even after the tzibur already finished it if you are in shul. So too, the bakashos after slichos, which are in Lashon Arami, you could also say after the tzibur finished it. And he brings a beautiful raya. Even though you shouldn't say these tefillos for Lashon Arami, but yechidus, that it's okay. Why? Because the Mishabur writes later, if he didn't say Birich Shmei as they were taking the Sefer Torah, which is the appropriate time, the Mishabur says, you could still say Birich Shmei until they open the Sefer Torah to read from it. So you see from the Mishabur himself that even if you're not saying it with the Tzibur, because the Tzibur said it when they opened the Aron Kodesh, and now you're saying it as they're walking it to the Bima, or as it's on the Bima before they open it, so you see from the Mishnah Berurah, says Rechaim Kanievsky, that it doesn't have to be the exact time the Tzibur is saying it. And therefore, when it comes to your Kumpurkan also, if you're saying it after the Tzibur finished, that's considered saying it with Tzibur, and that would be permissible. One more note, note 37. On that which the Mishnah Berurah just said, that you shouldn't say either your Kumpurkan if you're davening b'yechidus in your house, ulefi zeh, hiksha b'shalas and shuvas har tzvi, al hanohogim lomas, your Kumpurkan arishon b'yechidus. He asks a question on the Minog, which is following the Shari Ephraim, as brought down by the Art School Siddur, and they say the first Yekumpurkan, the Yechidus, Sharezu Bakoshas Trachov Shasura Biyechidus. This is Bakoshas Trachov Baramis, which is Asur Biyechidus. V'amnon Loshna Mishabura Shein Lomar Shum Yekumpurkan. It's clear from the Mishabura that you should not be saying any of them. But as we pointed out, the Shari Ephraim does say that one of them is permissible. Yes, Alex. You don't say it at all? I don't know why you don't say it at all. I don't know why. Yeah, but Betzibur, it seems to be that it's okay. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with the new siman in Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.